Welcome and season's greetings from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team for the Happy New Year edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And this was first broadcast on Sunday the 7th of January 2024. The reader this week is on VK7WI is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On Sunday, the news is broadcast on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK3 Papa Golf and VK7 Juliet Hotel. We are relayed on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862, Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670, Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 7140, Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 14130, Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 28525 by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. And on UHF CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, at the time of reading, the operator is unknown. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. Statewide repeater news. VK7 Romeo Hotel Fox, 10-meter repeater on the air. Hayden, VK7 Hotel Hotel, lets us know that after a few years of hiatus, the VK7RHF 10-meter repeater has now been recommissioned and is back on the air. Many hours have been slaved over a hot soldering iron, rebuilding the entire system from scratch to run over the VK Link voter system. The repeater will incorporate three diversity voted receivers, including a DX receiver at a remote, quiet location. There is currently a receiver on trial running at the Reese Club Rooms on the Domain and another on VK7HH's workbench. The transmitter operates from Mount Nelson, running 50 watts into a 5/8 wave vertical antenna. A huge thanks goes to Richard, VK7ZBX, and Murray, VK7ZMS, who have been instrumental in getting this project up and running. Already in the past few weeks, whilst it has been on test, there have been VK2s, 3s and 4s heard using the repeater, whilst the summer sporadic ease season rolls around. Hayden would appreciate any signal reports to be sent through and for those in the Hobart area to add it to their radios and or scan groups so that when DX stations call, they have someone local to reply. The repeater details are as follows. Transmits on 29.680 and receives on 29.580 with a 91.5 Hz tone. And that's 73 from Hayden, VK7 Hotel Hotel. VK7 Amateur Radio News. 2024 updated roster available. Happy 2024 from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, and we hope you have a happy and safe holiday season. A huge thank you to all involved in putting the broadcast on each week, the readers, the rebroadcasters, and the callback operators. Please note the new updated 2024 VK7AR News rebroadcast roster is available on the VK7AR News Group's I.O. files area or the broadcast audio file download area. The gaps in the roster are highlighted in yellow, and if anyone listening has the capacity and the license to fill these gaps, then please let Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, know. And that's 73 is from Justin, VK7TW. Contest news, WIA Summer VHF UHF Field Day 2024. Don't forget the summer session of the VHF/UHF Field Day is sneaking up on us quickly. It's happening this year on the weekend of Saturday the 13th from 0100 UTC through to 0059 UTC on Sunday the 14th of January. That's 0400 till 0359 in VK6. This is next weekend, so let's make the most of the possibilities of some fantastic contacts if conditions are right. So why not come on the air and give out a few contacts from home or head out portable as the weather is looking promising? There are always many different categories that you can participate in. There's the single band section that allows use of any one band. the popular four-band section that covers the relatively popular bands of 6, 2, 70 and 23 centimetres. Then there is the open section that covers all the bands above 6 metres up to 133 gigs. There are the sections for portable stations to operate for either 8 hours or 24 hours, sections for home stations to operate for 8 or 24, or become a rover for either 8 or 24 hours. There's also a section for portable multi-operators. Usual frequencies to listen on are 52.525, 146.5, 439, and 1296.15 on all on FM. And also for the SSB Brigade, listen on 50.15, 144.15, and 432.15 megs. You'll need to discover your six-digit Maidenhead locator to exchange with other stations. This is how the distances are calculated, which in turn determine the score for each contact. You can obtain your grid square using one of the many apps, such as Ham GPS, or by visiting the site found in the email edition of this broadcast. Logging is best performed by whichever program makes you happy. BKCL is probably one of the popular ones, along with November 1 Mike Mike. Please be mindful that although the logging programs make things easy, it also makes it easy to perpetuate errors, and this can cost you dearly. So please be diligent when entering contact details for simple typos. Or word spoken typos. Then, before you upload your log, have a look over it for obvious errors. Good luck in the contest, says Richard VK7ZBX. Contest news, Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF contest. The contest was established in 1950 to honour the memory of the late Ross A. Hull and his pioneering achievements in the study of tropospheric propagation and the development of new equipment techniques for the higher bands. It runs for the month of January and entrants may operate on every contest day, but the final score is based on the best 7 days nominated by the entrant. For amateurs with limited operating time, there is also a best 2 day section. Each contact scores 1 point for each 100 kilometres of distance worked. This score is then multiplied by the band multiplier. The total score is the sum of the scores on all bands. The distance calculation is based on your Maidenhead 6-digit locator. VKCL 4.15 still works for logging this contest, and logs are due in by the 14th of February at 21:59 UTC. Logs can be emailed as an attachment to rosshull@wia.org.au. I'm sure we will have some logging sessions as part of the various 23 centimetre QSO parties that go on after the broadcast. 73 is from the VK7 news team. Statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. A very busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, ZGK, ZAB, EV, DMH, KT, FGGT, KPC, TW and ZBX, all sharing 50 photos. The highlights were a water theme featuring water turbines at the Hydro Wadamana Museum, penstocks feeding water to the Taralia Power Station, floodwaters covering a driveway, an ocean with dolphins giving thanks to all the fish, bathwater from the young ones, mountain reflections in a lake, sunset over water, a mass of surface patterns in water, the Tamar River and waterfront in Launceston, a waterfall, moisture-loaded storm clouds, World Rowing Championships at Lake Barrington, Ocean Beach Strawn and the Neck at Bruny Island, a series of fire stations including Ross, Beulah and Alverston, roof structural details at Taste of Summer in Hobart, also military radios, CW keys and a page of decodes, a QSO card confirming a 10 gig EME contact, Probably should be a QSL card, actually. And a dad joke about resolutions. Remember Ken VK7KRJ and Steve's VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. An idea for a theme for next week's net is trains and railways. And that's 73 from Andre, VK7 Alpha, Zulu Alpha Bravo. News from the north, SOTA and WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al, and he's on 0417 354 410, and that is 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, we are well and truly into the start of a new year, and NTARC would like to wish all listeners a Happy New Year and all the best for 2024. We also wish you good luck towards your New Year's Eve resolution. Nothing much has changed since the last week's broadcast. The club room and club activities have yet to reopen, with the possible exception of Wednesday night's free-range test net and tech net sessions on 3567 and Discord. I don't think this one has ever stopped to take a breath, if the activity on the Discord channel is anything to go by. Phil, VK7ZPD, has been holding the fort in Nick's absence, as well as continuing to provide the off-air audio feed on the Discord channel, sometimes even by remote control of the equipment while he was away taking time off with the family. That's dedication. Thank you, Phil. While we are on the subject of the test and technet, Idris, VK7ZIR, noticed a few accolades that have been bestowed on Nick recently. So, for a brief update on some good news for this year, over to Idris. And Idris says, readers of the December 2023 Low Key, the journal of the VKQRP Club, will have noticed the inclusion of updates and add-ons for the Century Sent QRP transceiver designed by Nick Chantler, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. This included an RF side tone circuit and RF meter. Nick is the recipient of the Max Brunger Award conferred by the QRP Club for the best technical article of 2023. Nick's article has caused quite a stir in the QRP community, with many building the scent or basing their own QRP projects on the design and construction techniques. Indeed, the QRP Club president was so impressed with the design that he has constructed his own 80-metre and 40-metre versions of the scent. Quite a compliment, Nick, and much encouragement for QRP CW contacts. Many well-deserved accolades. On your double scotch. And thanks for that, Idris. Well, spotted Idris, and thank you for passing it on to be shared. 2024 membership fees. I have been asked by the Treasurer to pass on thanks to all members who have paid their renewals, but also a gentle reminder to fill in the renewal form at our NTARC website so that he can update our records and start compiling a member's shared contact register. Access to the NTARC website and the instructions were emailed out in December last year. If you haven't received this letter, then please email to the following address, secretary@ntarc.net, with your correct email details. NTARC's 2024 membership fees are still $40 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand, and we thank those people who have already made direct donations to our repeater fund so far this year. If you would like to support the Repeater Fund, we would be happy to receive your contribution, either in person at a club meeting or coffee morning, or by post to PO Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater projects. Upcoming events. The Testnet and TechNet session is officially returning this Wednesday, the 10th of January. In fact, every Wednesday night from then on, with a Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick PK7 Whiskey Whiskey, back after a well-earned break. The Club Technical Night session is in recess until Wednesday the 17th of January. The Friday Coffee Morning is in recess until Friday the 19th of January. Annual General Meeting, Wednesday the 14th of February, at the NTUC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@ntuc.net, and all items are to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73s from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary, NTUC Incorporated. Now we move down the state and news from the south, and VK7 Romeo Charlie Romeo DMR repeater is off air. Clayton VK7 ZCR lets us know that the DMR repeater VK7 RCR is off air until further notice, and to use the alternative VK7 RAD DMR repeater located at the Queen's Domain. Please note that the D-Star repeater is still on at VK7 RCR. And that's 73s from Clayton, VK7 ZCR. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with something a little different, a reimagined camera Lucida called a Neo Lucida. This device enables you to accurately trace what you see and get the perspective and relative distances and sizes correct, and then you can fill in the shading and the details. Justin went into the debate that ranges in the art world about whether the masters used them. The device is simply a half-silvered 45-degree mirror that you look at to see the reflection of the scene in front of you, and you are also looking straight through the mirror at the page you are tracing the scene onto. These devices are similar to the camera obscura, except you don't need a dark room. These devices were the forerunners to the camera we know. The device lets you trace the scene directly without having to think about the split-up split up the image you are looking at into the different elements that make up the picture. Things like light and shade, edges and texture are all rendered in proportion and perspective, or perspectival space, I should say. The Neo Lucida is a 2013 crowdfunding campaign that was very successful, and there are several different models. Justin demonstrated its use with a scene from the studio and then showed some images he traced earlier. We then went on to the latest update on the 6.15 meter magnetic loop project, including the Nano VNA SWR plots. We finished with an article from the latest Dubus and Low Key magazines, and a huge congratulations to Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, who took out the Max Brunger Awards for his article on the Scent transmitter. This week's show will be another blockbuster that will showcase all things amateur radio and much more. See you there or on the stream. We're holding the DATV Experimenters Nights through the holiday period, and therefore we will be streaming the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We also go out on RF DVB-T 7 meg standard definition on 445.5. So if you have a TV, a set-top box, or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7 Oscar Tango Charlie. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Training and Assessments. Our next REAST Training and Assessment Day will be on the 24th of February. If you're thinking of booking for training or assessment this year, then please let Reg M at VK7 Kilo Kilo, the REAST Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REAST website contact form. Check out the REAST Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And there's 73s from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Technology news. Meteor shower unveils rare phenomenon, boost to DAB signals. The night sky often looks incredible, but on the night of August the 12th, 2023, one Finnish DX enthusiast, Cohn, experienced an unexpected twist during the annual Perseids meteor shower. While gazing at the streaking meteors, Cohn discovered a boost in German DAB, or digital audio broadcasting, signals, marking the first ever documented instance of meteor-induced interference on VHF band 3 DAB signals. Cohn, a dedicated DX hobbyist based in Turku, Finland, enjoys the challenge of seeking out distant broadcast signals. His YouTube channel showcases a treasure trove of recordings capturing broadcasts from across the Baltic Sea and beyond. However, it was during the meteor shower peak activity that Cohn stumbled upon a radio phenomenon that had eluded detection until now. The notion that atmospheric and celestial conditions can influence radio broadcasting is not a novel one. For decades, radio enthusiasts have observed the impact of meteor showers on radio signal propagation. Differences in the ionosphere between day and night have been known to affect the reach of AM signals, while temperature inversions in the troposphere can cause FM signals to skip to distant markets. As early as the 1930s, researchers recognized that meteor showers played a role in radio signal propagation. Enthusiasts and amateur radio operators have even used FM receivers to eavesdrop on meteor showers. Cohn's groundbreaking discovery was made possible through his use of an AirSpy mini scanner and QIRX SDR software for signal reception. He paired these tools with a formidable 13-element VHF band 3 Yagi antenna positioned at a lofty 48 metres above sea level. This setup allowed Cohn to successfully receive and decode a signal emanating from a German multiplex operating in Block 5 Charlie. Intriguingly, Cohn's decoded stations led him to identify five potential transmission sources in Germany. Keiskau, Fritzwach, or Templin in Brandenburg, Robel, Bostock, or Zusau in Mecklenburg, Vorpommern, I don't speak German, and Gartz in the picturesque island of Rügen, also situated in Mecklenburg, Vorpommern. Oh dear, I won't even try. Astonishingly, the closest of these sites is approximately 800 kilometres, nearly 500 miles away from the Cohn's reception site in southwestern Finland. If you really want to know the pronunciations, read the written version of the broadcast. During the peak of his listening experience on August the 12th, Cohn's receiver displayed three adjacent DAB multiplexers on blocks 5B, 5C and 5D. Although he couldn't decode all the signals, he did capture brief bursts from blocks 5C and 5D in the early hours of August the 11th. sharing his discovery with the DAB / DAB Plus digital and online radio Facebook group, Cohn reflected on his past successes in capturing Swedish DAB stations. However, the meteor shower recording was different, he noted. This in the video was quite different, being a meteor scatter and lasted only a few seconds. Cohn's discovery serves as a testament to the wonders that can be unveiled when technology, passion, and the mysteries of the cosmos converge. The meteor-induced boost to DAB signals not only adds a new layer of intrigue to the world of DX enthusiasts, but also reminds us of the possibilities to discover. As we continue to explore the radio spectrum, who knows what other cosmic secrets may await discovery in the silent spaces between the stars. And that was sourced from the Tescan website via Stefan VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo. And apologies for the poor reading. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. The Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3640, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Australian Daylight Saving Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, RJG on 438.55, 7 megs offset. And in the South, VK7RAF, 146.650 with a minus 600 kilohertz offset. CTCSS tone 141.3 hertz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south signal contact, digital contact, on 1296.2 using Q65 60 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA / WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 to 12 at the Grieve Gardens Cafe on Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Testnet and TechNet sessions in recess until January 24. NTARC coffee mornings in recess until 19th of January 24. NTARC Club Technical Nights in recess until the 17th of January 24. And Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeated Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net on 144.190. Northwest SSTV Nights, Monday the 22nd of January, hosted by Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events, Reist, February the 7th, 2024, presentation on the Surf Life Saving Tasmania Radio Network with Greg Bird, 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, February the 14th, Annual General Meeting, NTARC Club Rooms, Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely, from 7:30 p.m. Reist, February the 18th, Annual General Meeting, Special General Meeting, followed by a free sausage sizzle, starts at 11 a.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Justin, VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, VK7 Juliet Hotel, and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres, we require a volunteer. 80 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 40, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. 20, VK7 Delta Golf. 10 metres, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. UHFCB Channel 24 also require a volunteer. And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern, VK7 and VK7RHD in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s and season's greetings, and stay safe from Mike, VK7, Foxtrot Bravo.